So Mickey McCann, we're almost there. All-Ireland final day for the hurlers. Nicky Rackard Cup final at Croke Park. I suppose when you sat down with everybody at the start of the season, this was top of the list. This was your main target?
That was the main target, was a day out in Croke Park. You know, a big incentive for the lower tier teams as the finals played in Croke Park. So it pushes the teams on to put more effort in. And our boys got together and listen, we put in an impressive league and built up well for the championship.
The Nicky Rackard Cup, it's a hard competition to progress in, because you were there in 2006, Mickey, played on a losing team. They won it in 2013, that's been the only two appearances, and it's a tough competition even though there's not that many teams in it. It's a hard competition to get to the final.
It's a tough competition. I suppose when we won it in 2013, the boys thought they'd be back, you know, in the next couple of years again, but that's 5 years gone now again. And listen, these days don't come too often, and it's not easy getting to Nicky Rackard final. Although the results were very favourable in us in through the championship this year, but that's down to the performance we put on this year. And listen, I think we've knotted on a wee bit ahead of Tyrone and the likes of Monaghan. Also, we're in good shape at the minute.
What's your preparation been like then over the last couple of weeks heading into a final? Well, all accounts, we're not hearing there's not too many injuries in the camp, so you have a fully fit squad. Do you available for the big decider?
Yeah, well, fully fit squad. I suppose Ronan McDermott and Niall Cleary missed the Monaghan match through injury, you know, but they're back full week's training there and available for selection. So, listen, training's going very well. Boys are fighting hard for positions once that final spot's there. You know, they want to put their head out there, and few boys underperformed in the semi-final, so the boys on the bench see an opportunity, and they've been on, played well, and that shows in training. Now they're all fighting hard for that spot.
And as a manager, when you don't have worries like that to worry about, have concerns about other players that are injured when everybody is fighting, that's a pleasurable situation to be in, Mickey.
It is indeed. But suppose this is a very, very strong panel. You know, the first 20 there, it's hard to decide some of the positions. You know, they're very little in the players, and whoever's going well in training gets the nod. But when somebody is injured, I think that's one thing we have this year, is somebody to step in as good as the boys coming off. So that's a big plus, you know.
This coming Sunday, how valuable will it be that those players, those 10 or 11, 12 players that's on the squad that were there in 13, are part again on Sunday and playing a role? Because they know what it takes to win on Croke Park Day, because it can be a daunting task, so it can, as you well know yourself.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the first time you get to Croke Park, you can let the occasion maybe get the better of you and it passes you by. But we have 10 boys here that has been there three or four times, and they'll be keeping the other boys updated on how to prepare for it. And I suppose you like to Gavin Brown, Patrick Doherty, Stephen Gillespie, and Bernard Lafferty and all, who hasn't been there before. And listen, they're going to be a wee bit of nerves on them, and they've been playing very well all year, but they're going to have to settle down and just remember it's just another game.
Yeah. And tell us, what do you know about the opposition, Warwickshire?
Well, I went to watch them against Louth, Oisin, down in the league final, and listen, they're well kitted out. They've some senior hurlers from down south, the centre-backs from Loch Gray, you know, and still playing senior championship with his club, and has been on the Galway panel maybe a couple of seasons ago, and is a Drum the Henchman playing wing-back. So, listen, these boys are well used to playing at a high standard. A fella, Niall McKenna from Antrim there, who'd been on the Antrim team, all starting, like, so they've been used to playing at a high standard, and they're not 16 matches on the bounce, you know, unbeaten, so they're definitely a decent outfit.
And what about your performances through the championship? You've scored big. What has been, I suppose, the most pleasing aspect of that for you, and what has stood out and during those games for you?
I suppose the scoring, the first day, 126 against Tyrone, and then 228 against Leitrim and 422 against Monaghan. High scoring, you know, but I suppose the bulk of it was done between two or three men, and some of the forwards weren't performing, you know, and Davin and Declan then were getting a lot of the scores. So Warwickshire will be doing their homework, and they'll be looking to keep them two boys quiet. So it's going to be up to the other forwards, you know, who's well capable as well of scoring, as we know. But it could be down to them to make the difference if the other boys are getting tightly watched.
They have been a huge factor this year. Is Croke Park the sort of turf, the sort of place that could suit them? That's the flip side of it, Mickey.
I think so. Like, I some of our forwards, I wouldn't like to be marking them now. So, and I think I was just telling them tonight, although we have a good season, I think we really haven't clicked fully as a team yet, and we're going to try and make that right on Saturday. And listen, I think there's a big performance in this team, better than showing already this year. Although it's been good, there's more on them, you know, and if we can get our six forwards to click in the one day, we'll put up a big score, you know.
Yeah. What sort of game then are you expecting? What's in your head at the moment, just a few days out?
I'm expecting an open game, you know, just 15 on 15. Just general line out. I expect, you know, six forwards, and where Tyrone and Monaghan maybe play sweepers. I think Warwickshire's just going to go man for man, and we'll match them for that too. And listen, I think it's a good open game of hurling. It could be down to the forward lines and a high scoring game, I think.
Yeah. So then what would it mean to this group of players, to you and I suppose in general hurling and the county, if an All-Ireland title was to make its way back to Donegal? Because as we well know, there's a lot of talk of football in this county, mm-hmm. but it's time for hurling to star, is it?
It is, I suppose it's a football-dominant county, and fair play to the footballers, you know, they play at the top level and they're in an Ulster final too, but this is our Liam McCarthy, as we'd say on Saturday, you know, and it means a lot to these boys, and they're just in a wee huddle there at the end, saying it's their last session, you know, and a wee bit emotional that... This is the end of the season, but let's end it on a high, and it's going to mean everything, you know. And there's a lot of youth gone up from Burt, Satanta, McCool's, a lot of young people, and to see their brothers and friends and club members playing in Croke Park, you know, it's going to give them a wee boost, maybe they give the hurling a shot. And so it should be a good promotion for hurling if we can get the cup down the road with us.
That's no big news. Wish you the very best. Luck for your All-Ireland final, Mike, and hopefully next time we're speaking, I'll be talking to you as a winning manager of an All-Ireland team.
Thank you, Oisín.